what do I think? I think they lost their mind. Then he just, Jay-Z started going off. I was like, damn.
Sing it again.
Some people lost their mind. Da-da. He said, I got a chip on my shoulder the size of a golden nugget. I was like, damn, Blueprint 2 is fucking crazy.
You know what's funny? I'm not, that's the double disc one, right?
Yeah, but he had a reprise, right? Or a reprise or a deluxe. What did they used to call that shit before they used to just drop deluxes?
The double disc?
Yeah. It's a double disc.
I feel like all double discs are trash.
Just too much.
Except for A Life After Death. That was a good double
disc. That was a great double disc. I like when Chris Brown just...
Nah, he be dropping like 80 songs.
Yeah. Yo, I'm going to tell you something I like about it, though. So there's a song called Human Nature. And at the 3-minute mark, a song called Aura comes up. And it's fucking fire and probably better than the song you put in front. But what they do is it's like, that's like some Instagram shit, right? Watch or listen time. Like, we can actually control the shit, though. But you can actually, like, yo, if I put a question, yo, in life there's two things. Then I make you wait. I put one, and now they got to wait for two. That's exactly what the fuck. That's listen time. Chris Brown's ahead of his time. And Indigo, the Indigo album.
Yeah, that's too much music.
I love it.
I don't like it.
Please drop another one.
All right, well, let's start the fucking show.
I think they lost their mind.
We know about this, man. Is this even playing?
Oh, it's the first song of my playlist. Definition of entanglement. It's when you tangle in the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship.
Yeah, you knew. What the fuck is the one else you thought was gonna start the show with? Nah. That's enough. Bro, what you thought this was,
bro? I had enough of that whole situation. After like, I didn't repost shit except for my boy Ro when he put a picture up and said that the video that we put together slaps. So he used that picture as an analogy. I think that shit. I was over it in 2 seconds. I forgot about gas prices for 5 minutes. And that shit fucking.
I didn't forget about gas prices. I got gas this morning.
And nigga, somebody nigga getting slapped. I was like, yo, I don't care that I gotta pay $98 million for a fucking tank for 2 minutes because somebody's slapping somebody, but
Nah, son.
Let's be clear.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Where the fuck is that, man?
Let's be clear.
Bro, he knocked the Sonic coins out that nigga. City. All I heard was the coins just splatter all over the ground. He knocked the Sonic coins out. He knocked the Doge coins out of Chris Rock.
Dogecoin is knocking the shit out of itself right now. Yo, down 50%. Fuck asshole.
He fucking, you know how Mario eats the mushroom? Yeah. And he turns back to Lil Mushroom when he get hit. Yeah. He turned into Lil Mushroom. Everybody.
Hey, shout out to Chris Rock for holding that shit down, though. He held that shit down, though. God damn, Will Smith just slapped.
He did, man.
The king of playing it off.
That's what you call professional, man. That's what you fucking call professional, man. He called him with one of these.
Let's be
And then Chris Rock was gonna hit him with one of these.
Oh, he won't. That man won't sue.
Nah, he turned it down. So tell him who the fuck you are.
Literally verbatim on Instagram, I am Shane Timberlake. Even on TikTok, even on Twitter too. It's spelled differently though.
Yeah.
Hold on. I am a savage.
Yes. Oh, wait, let me find that song. You should have fucking sent that bitch that song. For today, I'm going to acknowledge all women as bitches.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to balance it
this
out.
It's the last Monday of the month for Women's Month. So fuck it. It's over.
I'm going to balance it out.
Now,
and I'm
fuck
not gonna
these
do that.
Bitches, man.
But I'm going to tell you why I said that. The reason why I said I am a savage. And so Ash had a great rebuttal for me. That some people just have to be responsible for their own feelings.
I gotta pull up like this.
I'm gonna break it down.
See, she even said, I'm that bitch.
Hey, she gave us some good content to talk about during Women's Month, right?
Oh, she did.
That's a good question to ask. When should you mind your fucking business?
Yeah, if people minded their business.
She don't even follow me, bro.
I'm just saying, if people minded their business, the world would be a better place.
It would be scary quiet.
No,
people would be making more money.
Because you're minding your business.
Yeah, I mind mine, but the money just ain't find me yet. You know what I'm saying? It found me a little bit. It's peeking through every fucking 98 million days, but So before we even get started, I'll start with this. You might probably have a fire segue because you just that guy on this fire? Type of shit. Fire. Well, what is going on here, brother? Yeah, you looking for him? All right, this guy's like locked and loaded.
I've been looking forward to doing this shit all week. You said fire.
Oh, shit. We haven't poured any Kingsford fucking.
Because all the gas is goddamn high.
We're using it to fill our cars. We're using lighter fluid to fill our cars. All right, so
yeah, man.
Throw some wood on there. So here's a quick story, right? This is super, super quick. My Instagram's been buzzing lately because of a fire group called With The Wave Us. So shout out to everybody that I work out with at 45. The whole community's fire. So I'm getting these real fake requests. Hey, you want a blue check? Hey, you want your Instagram to be better for people to have like 100 fucking followers on there? So you need to work on your own, buddy. But this girl's real, right? So I put, you know how you can put like, what's it, pronouns? Him, her, zer. Like the soft shit. The
I don't
fucking,
know what the fuck a zer
I'm
is.
A human goddamn being, motherfucker. I don't understand.
I tried to put that / nigga and they didn't have it.
Hey, stupid, bro. So I screen recorded. You know, I'm a big savage mode guy. I'm savagery in the sense of, you know, you go hard. It's just you got to sometimes break the norm in your brain and go hard. Be a finisher, discipline, savage mode, right? So I screen recorded myself looking for my pronoun as savage. You know, the right people got a kick out of it. One girl hits me up. I think she's of Mexican descent. And she said that...
she's a walking taco.
All right, bro. I'm not going that fucking far. You're a beautiful woman. She's beautiful,
She is. You could be a beautiful taco.
But I'm not... I can't. Bro, that's fucking nuts. So, this... I'm glad our voices are distinctive.
Well, you know who the fuck this is.
Yeah. Thank God. So, she put... let me read it. I'm going to read it verbatim. And I was like, I showed the Ash, and Ash got a little upset, and I knew why. So she wrote, savage is what the YT, meaning white people, described my people as. So no, you're actually being offensive. I'm being offensive about putting that. So he made a good point. I'm calling myself a fucking savage.
Yes.
And first off, you are responsible for how you see that word, and I'm the word savagery, you know what I mean? I'm calling myself a savage in the way I live my life. She could have approached it differently, but I don't give a fuck. I sent the message back 10 minutes ago. My apologies for offending you, but I'm calling myself that in the sense that I go hard. And
you should have sent her a taco emoji.
Oh, I can't. Yo, you're a savage.
I am. and it's up to her to figure out how she's going to take it.
Yeah. So that's it. We're going to have a segment.
Soft hard.
Oh, my God. What about...
taco. Soft taco, hard taco.
All right, y'all. Holy shit,
I'm
that's rough.
I'm just saying. We have to normalize people being responsible for how they take shit.
Yeah, because obviously, I'm not saying... I wasn't had no malintent by it.
But you were talking about yourself.
I know, bro.
But that's what I'm saying.
I hope she's just trying to strike conversation, bro. But
that's
that shit was annoying.
Don't slide in my DM that way.
Yeah, don't fucking piss me off, man.
Which leads us into the perfect segue of people taking shit and running with it, literally.
Yeah.
What we saw last night, or what we heard last night, because I
you
definitely
B,
was not watching.
You and B said it to me, I think, like a few minutes apart.
Yeah, because I was already in bed by that point.
Oh, me too. I was in the, you know when you... When you're facing where your charger is,
yes.
I got enough battery for me to turn my body against the charger, and I nestled in and started spooning my fucking self.
Yeah.
And then the Instagram started going off.
Yeah, bro. So I don't even know if I have this shit. I think I have this shit in your in our little fake. Was it the DM I sent it to you?
Yeah.
Let me see if I could play.
Digitized message? That's what I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
Digitized message.
We gotta play it because I know everybody in the mother already heard. Yeah, but we might as well play it again.
Yeah, you barely on camera too, bro. Look, we got.
Oh, it doesn't matter. This shit ain't.
You got the fucking the Gender X orange hat on. I have like two. I love them fucking shits.
The jail hat. Yeah,
I love that shit.
Where is this shit at?
I hope it's cold on April 8th so I can wear mine.
Let's play this for anybody.
I gotta
heard.
See it. It's really good. You know who's got the hardest job tonight? Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord.
Will's happy, man.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow.
What if he ducked in Captain Bat?
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Yeah, I'm a sizable gentleman. I would have been like, is your wife's name G.I. Jane? Then shut the fuck up.
That was a...
Listen to how he tries to power through this, though.
Okay. So we are here to give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out for best documentary. Now, the beauty of documentaries, because they make you, when you watch one, you feel smart. Like you watched a, like, you know, like you read a book or something.
You don't even want to tell a joke no more.
But all you really did was get high and watch Netflix. So here we go.
He did well.
Here we go.
He bounced back well to me.
He tried.
The documentaries, the nominees are, let's just go to the nominees.
Man,
Ascension.
Bro.
Shout out to him.
All I want to, how did you feel when you first saw this clip?
Fake. I thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake too.
I thought it was staged. It was
that smack, it looked like a WWF smack.
And if you really, I said some funny shit, like I would have closed my fist to really mean it, but if you really want to disrespect a man, you slap them.
Yeah, that's why, if I'm angry at someone, I don't say I'm going to punch you, I'm going to say I'm going to smack the shit out of you.
That's the first thing
you
said. That's
the ultimate.
And I never end up doing, I just do like headlocks, so I shake somebody like a fucking baby. I fucking shake the shit out of people. Especially AJ, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. Next thing you know, I'm doing this to their shirt, their brand new polo shirt. The tech motherfuckers. USPA? Yeah, them tucked up them tech motherfuckers that come to AJ's, they call me down here when they're doing me, bro.
This shit like a with the bacon neck.
Yo, it's bad, son. The bacon neck.
The bacon neck USPA. Got that shit 2 for $5 at Zio's.
I really thought it was staged though, but then people kept on describing, and then he had a heartfelt apology because I heard people approached him backstage as men, like, hey, Denzel.
They didn't approach him backstage. They approached him at a seat.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I thought it was a backstage thing. Hey, my man.
All right, so I'll give you the industry inside layman's terms breakdown of this.
All right.
As a person who's attended the Oscars before.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. I was a seat filler.
Don't.
Obviously, very simple layman's terms of what a seat filler does.
Were you wearing a tux?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, shit.
They were not trying to let me in with Crocs.
Post those pictures.
Nah. Those are... I don't, I'm not in the street no more.
Who gives two fucks, bro?
Anyway...
Fuck bitches.
Anyway, so as a seat filler, like, you have to go like sometimes up to 3 days before to like look at the room, cause it's the same place every time.
Yeah,
it's like by the Chinese theater. It's like this small, I forgot what this shit is called, but it's like a really small room.
Okay,
so they all pull up there. You have to kind of like know your post.
So fucking security?
No, because if someone needs to go to the bathroom, they have certain seat fillers for certain sections. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you'd be have to stand up so somebody needs to slide across.
Yeah, so when I'm standing in the corner, if, let's say, Will Smith had to go to the bathroom.
Before or after you smack the shit out of him?
Hopefully after.
Okay.
Then I would be sitting there and just to look like an extra body, so it won't be like empty seats if they do like a pan.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
So I'm bringing that to say that if I'm there 3 days before, these people are there as well.
Yeah.
Like, this is, think of it as a quinceanera. You know, you have to like go and like dance and you have to practice the dance.
I'm about to say, I never been to one of them shit.
I'm just, oh, Sweet 16 or one, a prom, anything.
Okay, I've been to Sweet 16 when we crashed it.
Okay, but even in the sense that the people that were not, that didn't crash it and were there, they gotta like
practice, right?
Yeah, they gotta practice. Yep. They gotta know where the fuck they're sitting.
Yep.
Like a wedding. You go to these, what is it, the
Rehearsal. I've been to a few wedding rehearsals.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You gotta rehearse. You gotta know where you're sitting. You gotta know where your position is. You gotta know where, if y'all gonna walk down the aisle, where y'all gonna stand. Like, all the, it's the same thing. It's okay, just television.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not just pulling up to the Oscars like the day before on some, like, I'm gonna sit here. Like, no, nigga, they claim. Tell, like, no, like, my seat.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like,
you play musical chairs and niggas.
That's
shit.
What I'm saying. They tell you where to sit. So when they tell you where to sit, you obviously have to see, like, this whole rundown of how this is being rehearsed.
Yeah.
All this shit is timed. You don't realize when someone's talking, they playing the piano, yeah, get these niggas off the stage?
Yes.
It's timed. It's hard cap.
Wrap it up. They got the...
Yeah, because this is live television on well, with obviously with a tape delay, because... We didn't just get to see that shit in the up, because in case shit like that happens,
yeah,
it's live television on regular linear, like, it's not even cable. This is regular broadcast.
Yeah.
What was this, Channel 5? 4?
Yeah, ABC, if I'm not mistaken. Bro, I haven't watched the Oscars a day of my existence. I'm just saying,
like,
so
it's one of those, like, regular, like, main channels.
Okay.
So, y'all gotta practice. Like, Chris Rock... I'm pretty sure all that shit was pre-written. They have a team of writers.
Yeah.
For the Oscars.
Don't they have a teleprompter?
Absolutely. He was reading off the teleprompter.
He didn't want to read. Like you said, he didn't want to fucking read.
I mean, at that point, who knows if the teleprompter was shocked as to what the fuck was going on.
That motherfucker was like, keep this fucking game going.
So, well, I say that to say that I'm pretty sure with those writers and those jokes, Will already knew what was up.
So that was already. So there's never no, like, no improv.
The only thing that's probably a surprise is the winners, because obviously they want to kind of, like,
it's shock value, right?
It's not even shock value. If I'm nominated for like 15 things and win zero, and I know I'm not winning shit, I'm probably not gonna go.
I'm not gonna go. Yeah.
That's probably the only thing they'll keep, like, to the vest, because it's like envelopes. Even the person who's thing, that's when they open it's like they read it, it's like, oh shit. Unless you're like Steve Harvey and fuck up a when you're reading something off an envelope.
He fucked that whole shit up with the Miss America.
Yeah.
Shorty.
If it's something like that. But all these things are pre, like, you know what I mean? Rehearsed.
So that joke might have been said.
Absolutely.
So that's
and
why.
I feel like someone of Will Smith's power will be the one to be like vetoing, like, yo, don't, you ain't doing that.
Wow.
Dog, there's like
and they get along. Well, from what we've known.
I mean, we don't get along anymore. You're not smacking me and we gonna be friends.
Maybe Jada missed the one rehearsal where you made that joke.
It don't, but
and
but
then
you're
she
gonna,
was
you
like
gotta,
you're gonna be a man and go handle this.
But then you also gotta realize that this isn't the first time he's talked about them at Oscars.
I know, I heard he spoke about a show being canceled or some shit.
So I think Will was nominated. He wasn't nominated for anything.
That's fucked up.
And everybody was like, it was like the year that the Oscars was too white. And then Jada came and said something along
she's
the lines that
the Oscars,
she's boycotting the Oscars. And then when Chris Rock was brought on, I think he was actually hosting that Oscars, and he was like, Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's pussy. I wasn't invited.
Oh, the underwear
yeah.
I wasn't invited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like
she's been ongoing a little bit.
Yeah, this has been like a thing now.
That's actually a really funny joke though.
It is.
I'm inviting Rihanna's underwear. I wasn't invited there.
So it's like you see shit that's pre, what you call it, that's pre-screened, because all this shit is pre-written out for you. And this dude is a comedian.
So you just go to see a seat. You don't get to see the actual rehearsal of the people.
I mean, you probably could sit in on some of the shit, because you have to realize these people, when they come in and fly in, they have to, like, already know when they're going on, what they're going to say. They don't just show up and be like, yo, here, this is you have 5 minutes to figure this out. Like,
oh yeah, yeah,
you have
true.
To be there already know what it is, because
yeah, in 30 minutes, fucking Kate Beckinsale and fucking I'm gonna be saying names wrong, but I get it. They know they got to come on stage to announce these categories.
And so and when they do that banter before they nominate, they go through the nominations. They rehearse that, and all those people are probably sitting in just to, like, you know. And even if they're not sitting in, I'm pretty sure a representative of them is sitting in. So that all those jokes are like,
they've been said before.
Yeah, and that joke was kind of whack. It wasn't a funny joke.
I think it's just because they suppose there's so many fucking avenues and angles to this. Supposedly, it was mentioned before that, or he knew that she has was it alopecia.
Yeah, but I know a bunch of people that got alopecia. I know a bunch of niggas with a receding hairline.
Yeah, is it because of alopecia? Or
I don't know. I just feel like their hairline is gone.
Yeah, oh,
it's diet alopecia.
But oh my god, diet anything is mad funny. Yeah. We bought that shit the other day. You got diet bends. That shit was funny as hell.
So, niggas in a C series.
The diet bends would you can't put nobody in the back seat of them shits. But wow,
don't give me a 2-seater Benz.
I don't want 2-seater nothing unless I don't know.
Not depends. Anymore.
When Avery gets older.
I told myself I want a Formula One car. So if anybody asks me for a ride, I just say no.
That's the you're getting everywhere in three. Well, not in this city. I'll just say get everywhere in 3 seconds. But not here. Turn 3 to 20 minutes.
But yeah, bro. That he was corny for that. And he won an Oscar. So now I want to ask you a question before I even go back to shitting on Will. Cause
I love you, Will. All
right. Nah, fuck that right now. Fuck him right now.
Growing up, people thought I acted like the fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air version of you subconsciously.
Okay. So what do you think is a worse act? Do you feel like this Chris Rock, Will Smith or Kanye Taylor?
Chris Rock, Will Smith, because hands were thrown. You physically.
But I feel like Kanye is getting shitted on more because a white woman.
Because a white woman. I mean, come on now. Real shit. This was black on black. White people were like, holy shit, this is fucking good.
Yeah.
It's about time. Like, what do you mean? This is good. Huh? Just like the old fucking Streets of Compton, huh? Like, they just throw out a fucking random hood. Yeah, that for that white woman shit, because a lot of little kids and all them fans of Taylor Smith, who is this man? It did good and bad for him. Good press, bad press. But you get what I'm trying to say? Right, your main point. We're not being fucking idiots by saying because she's white. Let's be realistic here. A black man attacked a white woman. You're right. It probably came off worse than this dude slapping the shit out of somebody because he came on stage and kind of, it was thuggish. It was thuggery. I mean, when you muscle somebody like that, listen, I think Beyonce should have won this shit. Like, whoa. If it was anybody, it's still, no matter what, no matter who he said it to, it was kind of fucked up. But because it's like it's a skinny white girl with all this fucking fame, and then Kanye don't give two fucks. I like that he did that, bro. Like, he don't give a fuck. Remember George W. Bush don't care about fucking black people?
Yeah.
Fuck everybody. He's one of those motherfuckers. Like, Dan is my version of Kanye. Cause you don't know what the fuck Dan about to say. So we were.
What the fuck am I?
I'm gonna tell you what he did in public, right? This was funny. Dan, I love you to death. Do you have no shame? He didn't have no shame. So it was Black History Month. And that class was predominantly white that day. He's like, yeah, it's first day of Black History Month. Black power. Me and Jay were like, holy shit. Like, whoa, wrong time right now. He threw out the fist and everything. Black power and fucking.
Now you know the white women like to be fisted.
No, look, I stand for that. It's our culture or whatever, but it's crazy to like, it was just like at that moment, it was just like, whoa, bro, shit.
But yeah. Hey, I'm with that.
No, it was just for certain businesses, bro. Like, this is a business for all people. Black power, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm telling you, the white woman shit. Probably wanted to get fisted that day.
I have a random request Dan.
Yeah. Once she sent her Romanian stance.
Oh, my God. What about the sumo?
Oh, why sumo? Yeah. Fist. Double fist.
Oh, my God. He said, what? The Romanian. The RDL. Rear dick fucking levitator. Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. Wild. Double fist.
Kettlebells.
Yeah. Double kettle. I'm just saying, man. I feel like Will knew where to pick his spot.
He probably got a fire movie coming out. He wanted to roll for it. He has to be a fighter. And by him fucking capping, like, yo, here we go, man. Perfect fucking proof.
I'm just saying, like, do you think he would have done that shit if it was DL?
DL Hughley?
Yeah.
That's a good question. If they've had the same type of history, wasn't very.
I'm just saying, everything that was, instead of it being Chris Rock, it was DL.
He wouldn't have done it if it was a fucking Game or 50 or something like that.
They're not
that.
Comedians. I'm
just saying. I don't know, bro. I can't call it.
I'll tell you right now.
I think DL Hughley respects more as like a man than Chris Rock's. Isn't, a funny dude, a small
but they're
dude.
They're all funny, bro. It's all comedy,
he's small,
bro.
Small, motherfucker. He's small ass.
But you pick your spots as to who you think you can get away with that shit. Yeah. Why didn't you do that with August Alsina?
That's a great question. Well, I haven't heard of that motherfucker since that shit happened.
It don't matter.
He put that song out, never heard of him.
It
ever
doesn't
again.
Matter.
He might
probably
be dead.
No, he probably. Well, did he have a
Let's check his
too?
Instagram. Let me check his Instagram, man. I haven't heard of that one.
Didn't
that,
he have a disease too?
Yeah, he has some type of he was going blind. And he had to get laser surgery.
Oh, so he has visual alopecia.
Oh my God.
That might be the name of this episode.
Visual. Nah. Come on, that's a disease. You can't throw this. That's fucked up, man.
I'll be here. We're here. I'm here to offend.
Hey, babe. Hey, let me check August Alsina's Instagram, man.
I'm just saying.
That shit's everywhere. Stop, man. I can't, bro.
What, alopecia?
No, this motherfucker getting slapped.
Yo, that's crazy that your whole entire, like,
fucking
explore page
is him getting slapped and memes about it and fucking
somebody already put that shit on a t-shirt.
Yeah, he's alive, yo. I saw that shit.
Yeah,
all right, he's alive.
Let me see.
He looks crazy, bro.
He looks horrible.
Yeah, he looks crazy. He looks I can't. He's just saying,
like
anime character, bro.
I'm just saying, if Augustus was giving my wife raw pipe.
You could have fucked him up off camera, to be honest. Ain't nobody here to stop it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
Look at this motherfucker, bro.
She let...
This nigga's mustache look like a grade 3 sandpaper. I don't know. Look at that shit, bro. Look at that. Look
that
at
looks
shit
horrible,
clean
bro.
Your Tim's with. You got too much money to let your mustache get like that. I do my own mustache. I ain't got much
got
money.
A diet mustache.
That is a diet mustache, bro.
This nigga got a 2 p.m.
Nigga,
shadow.
He fucked up, and he was letting it grow back. I had a photo shoot. I had no choice. Look at this shit.
Yeah.
Come on, a diet stash. That's bad. Hey, more power to him. And he was smacking fucking Jada Pinkett Smith cheeks under the same roof that everybody lived in. That is fucking.
That's what I'm saying. If this nigga is raw dog piping, my wife in the house that I'm paying mortgage in,
bro, they might have been sick and nasty and liked it, but something had to come out to end.
Oh,
that
something
shit.
Came out.
Oh God, yeah, fuck.
So this nigga wants to cuck this motherfucker, but he wants to smack. Nah. And I'm mad at Chris Rock for not swinging back, even though he did the right thing.
It was a shock. It was very shocking. You can tell, like, whoa, shit. Ho. That's it.
Nah, bro.
He
like,
didn't get
I'm
knocked
not,
over. He got capped a little bit.
Nah, he didn't even budge.
It. Nah, bro. If you look at that shit in slow motion, his neck moved a little bit.
I mean, his neck. I'm
his
talking
shit,
about,
he
like,
got hit.
I'm just saying, like, his pivot wasn't really, like.
Oh, no, yeah, his feet ain't move. His
yeah,
feet
like,
move.
He wasn't really, like.
Because Will Smith could have really stepped into that. Will Smith's a big guy.
This nigga's about 6'2", 200.
Yeah.
Chris Rock's about like 5.
He more than 200.
Okay.
I'm 200 pounds, bro. That man's at least 215.
Okay.
That's a lot of PSI behind that fucking open hand there. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
He could have slapped him better, though. I didn't hear.
Nah, bro. If I'm walking up to somebody, I'm striking niggas with the fear of God.
What about the backhand? How you feel
about if you would have smacked me with the backhand, I would have to shoot you.
That's pretty bad. The backhand is like, I challenge you to a duel.
Yo.
You get backhanded, you automatically have to answer the English accent.
Nah, son. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. I mean, he's calling.
Nah.
I said, this nigga has a little kid ringtone on his
shit. Nah, I don't even have a ringtone. I'm saying, if August Alsina, right, is pulling up to Jada
he's actually pulling out.
Hello, ladies.
We got a fight.
You're on camera now. You can do it. Every time I come on.
Dog.
He pulling up, pulling out.
Yes. If he's doing this,
fuck it right in the pussy.
Dog, we got to fight.
After they all eat a meal at the table, I'm going to go record August's
album.
We got to
fight. We got to fight.
And then made a song about it.
Nah, bro.
Entanglement, bro.
And he got Rick Ross on it.
Ross is like, yo, Will, my apologies. My apologies, big dog. I got to get this paper. That's a stupid song.
That's not the point.
It flopped
this
crazy.
This nigga had a whole rollout, and they ain't do shit. And this nigga said one terrible G.I. Jane joke, and this nigga wants to act like Big and Bad?
Yeah, that August Alsina shit is a million times worse than anything.
Bro.
You put
not...
your penis in my wife, man, under my roof.
Raw.
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost guaranteed it was raw.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nah, son, we got to fight.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
You out here filming Bad Boys 2.
You need to use some of that equipment to whip some ass.
And then he was giving her the Bad Boys 2.
Wow.
Yeah. What movie do you think he was filming at the time when August was smacking him cheeks? Was it Bad Boys?
Had to be.
The last one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boys for Life.
He's on set.
He was a bad boy for life, too.
Yeah. Getting his cheeks fucking whacked off on.
Wow. Nah, so I don't like that. I'm just saying, if you going to come and not have that same energy for him, you can't come to a comedian.
He would have been like, keep your dick out of my fucking wife's mouth. Keep your dick out of my fucking wife's mouth. That's what you need to be saying to August, nigga.
Yeah, but this nigga wants to go to, like I said, man, I can't allow Hitch to smack me.
Nigga said Hitch. Pick another character, Hitch.
A member of the Suicide Squad.
That's nigga slapping the shot at everybody. You picked the hardest one. He's a fucking sniper.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not allowing that.
Yo, you got to pick the Fresh Prince of Bel Air version. You can't.
Fine. I don't want the fucking The Pursuit of Happiness to fucking
okay,
smack
that one,
the
yeah.
shit.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
We got to fight.
Yeah. Well, sure, Chris ain't that man, yo. Chris ain't that guy.
Nah, son. You know what that also does? And I'm looking at this as a deeper, like, sentiment. I see several layers with this. I see that, and maybe I'm reaching. You know how, like, some people, when they take on a role, they have to do method acting?
Does that mean that you get too fucking deep into your character?
Yeah. The best example I could give you is, like, Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he was still in that role.
Ali, motherfucker?
No. Nah, for I forgot his name. He was playing the dad of Venus
tennis,
and Serena.
The tennis? Yeah.
But that's what he won the Oscar for.
Yeah. That shit really consumes. My man Michael K. Williams, his all the characters he played started bringing all these, like, fucking them up. So you're right, that method acting's crazy.
I'm saying that could be it.
But what? Was he hitting the girls? I never saw the movie.
I didn't see it either.
He backhanded somebody. Like, what is, like, what Boy. Movie besides Ali? You know what I mean? Or Suicide Squad.
Or Bad Boys.
Or Bad Boys.
Independence Day.
He's stuck in all them shits.
I Am Legend.
Oh, God. That's a rough one. He method acted 30 movies on Chris Rock, man. It's fucked up. And Chris Rock was still on, was it Dad's? What's the name of that movie?
Oh, he was
when
doing,
he go on vacation.
Nah, what was the movie that
Grown Ups? That nigga was in his
No, I was about to say
he
what
was
the
stuck
movie,
in the Grown Ups role.
What was the movie he did when he was a rapper?
CB4? Yeah. No, wait, nah, but he would at least fought back as a fake gangster, but this nigga was grown. He was in Grown Ups 2 mode. You know what I mean? He had Grown Ups 2 Chris Rock versus Ali fucking Ali Wilson method acting. That's fucked up.
Nah, that's one thing I'm thinking about. And then also, you gotta realize how good you gotta be to
man,
as a comedian, even though that joke was terrible, to incite somebody to invoke emotion.
It's, like you said, it's some type of trigger that could have came out of one of the characters he played.
But what's to say now that, like, you know...
I can't stop thinking about the Muhammad Ali. Oh. Grown-ups.
I feel like also, like, inciting, like, others. Like, let's say now, let's say I do a stand-up, right? Let's say I decide I finally take my humor of this podcast and I go on the road.
Buying a few tickets for that, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
And I start talking about the girl with the tacos.
Oh, my God, bro.
What if a woman now feels, like, offended? Does she have the right to just come to the stage?
She might try. There's no right, but she might try.
But that's what I'm saying. You see that shit, people imitate what the fuck they see in television.
CB4.
So.
Imitation. Oh, yeah. Hey, a little full circle tree there.
Yeah.
I'm over here trying to see if she answered me. But, oh!
She did.
Okay.
You should tell her to call.
Nah, I don't know like that, bro. Thank you. A lot of people do. I'm just informing you. Nothing up for debate. Is that good? Is that nice?
Nothing up for debate.
I'm going to give it a handshake. Take this.
Man.
Take this.
Give her the fucking eggplant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tell her to suck your dick from the back.
Damn, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's the last day of Women's Month.
Come on.
For the culture.
Not up for debate. I'm not debating you.
I'm just saying, like, you're really that, like, invested in something. Oh, the...
Oh, brother.
Yeah, send her that. And then block her.
I might do this one. I'm going to send her some savage shit.
Oh. You should send her the word savage.
Oh, come
and
on, bro.
And a blocker.
I'll send her a picture of Fred Savage from Wonder Years.
Yeah.
What do you do with a thing? Attitude.
Man.
Oh, shit, I almost said the wrong one.
Oh. I'm just saying, I feel like a lot of people might invoke violence now on people that are, like, saying shit. Now I can't even make fun of you in the lunchroom. Like, oh,
fun of nobody nowadays. They'll fucking go on the internet.
I feel like this is a perfect visualization of today of people being hypersensitive of saying the minuscule of things without even asking, like, what did you mean by that? Or just understand of taking a joke was a person or was an act. It would be what we just saw last night.
That is nuts. That was fucking nuts.
Because you can't do shit. You could say the wrong thing and not have that connotation behind something. You could fucking say a joke and it was just like you teasing something or it just being something light. And
you can choose to bring this shit to any height. Like you said, you can choose to blow anything out of extreme proportion, which is nuts, yo. Somebody can say, like you said, the smallest and slightest thing, and depending on how they're feeling that day, they can make that shit something that it should never been in the first place, bro.
But he's pussy for that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have done that. He knew he could get that shit away with. And then you accept the award and not even apologize, but you apologize to the fucking Oscars. Who the fuck is Oscar?
Him and Chris got some bad blood, I guess, like you said, from that. Because
son, if I'm Chris Rock, I'm dedicating my whole other stand-up to that nigga. Like, I'm going to just flame this nigga.
I'm pretty sure he will. If he's about that life.
He should be.
I got slapped in the motherfucking... He wasn't doing that to Chappelle, I'll tell you that. That's one person I'm going to say he wouldn't do that to.
Yeah, but he picks his spots as to who he thinks he could get away with.
Chappelle's a G.
Nah, I think Chappelle would, like, powerbomb that nigga.
I'm sorry, bro. Will Smith, once again, this man has hands. He gets trained to fight in movies and stuff like that.
Nigga, so does Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah. Steven Seagal, they're getting his ass whooped. And Van Damme. But by his bouncers.
Yeah, right, Van Damme be twerking in his movies. I don't really.
Dealing with the jeans on? He had some cut-off jean shorts.
Yeah, he had
fucking...
on, like, the boot-cut bell bottoms.
Yo, that's nasty, bro. But he had a tucked-in wife beater, the black joint. He had a tight.
Yo, don't wear a black wife beater ever.
That's no good.
That's a black Air Force One type of behavior.
That's going into the gas station, but let me get a pack of three of the Galaxy joints.
They don't even have Galaxy at the gas station.
That's the lie.
They got
B
somewhere.
Special. I'm gonna hit B up. Yo, it's another word association.
Do it now.
When you go to the gas station, well, before we go on a trip, where do you go to pick up boxes and socks? He's gonna say the gas station.
I'm gonna call it right now.
He's gonna say the gas station. He just texted me too.
Yeah, he needs to pick up for the culture.
What would
cultural,
you do
for cultural purposes? I gotta call you back.
I gotta come do dishes. He's always cooking all of a sudden, right? He don't like cooking all of a sudden.
Come on.
Yo, you just texted me.
He just texted you. There's no games on right now.
He might be saying, bro, I didn't mean to call you. I didn't mean to text you.
Pick up the phone.
Damn.
Please leave your...
Damn. That's a nasty like place to want to get your undergarments.
He would just be like, "Yo, I'm bringing a whole new fresh world." He's like, when you fly somewhere and get new clothes, be like, "Yo,
the
I'm
gas
driving.
Station."
Yo,
we which to... gas station though?
It's a West Side and Duncan. The Exxon.
The one next to the halal cart?
So B would have a bunch of... No, that's the BP. You got to go to Exxon.
I was about to say, you get halal and fucking boxes?
No, it didn't
boxes?
Exist. I can't shit on B that much. It didn't exist back then. But I get B. B was like, yo, fuck it. I forgot to do laundry. Let me get this fresh... Before it's considered like, yo, you a nasty nigga. Like, let me get a 3-packet of checkered fucking... You know the checkered ones? And
that's yo.
B didn't give a fuck. B a savage. Oh, shit. B's a savage. But that's when we were younger. Be like, you know what? I got like a, let me just fucking, let me get some white beads and some boxes. He used to have the freshest summer clothes. You know what I mean? Be all, but then that motherfucker said, my undergarments is going to be from fucking Calvin Klein's fifth nephew, fucking Sonny Ware.
Oh my God.
Yo, come on, B. Call, let me see what he texts me, bro. I'm like, B, come on, I got a question for you. He's like, yo, word, I'm calling you right back. So he just texts me, laughing my ass off.
Call him. You maybe he'll pick up for you.
Yo, pick up. Let me see. Yo, pick up. I don't care if you're in the middle of getting cheeks, watching the Knicks get their cheeks fucking ripped.
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of what he did. That was corny.
I never want to see another meme about that, and I'm gonna be poisoned for the next 7 days. I can't erase my Instagram for a few days just to kind of. People gonna dick ride that situation, like meme it to death. Like, stop.
What did he say?
I just got out the shower. Okay, yeah, come on, man.
But you're on the phone.
Just pick up real quick.
Just pick up the fucking phone.
Yeah.
You got action.
All right, B.
Yo.
Word association time, my guy. I'm looking for one specific word. I'm gonna give you a scenario. All right. Before we go to the Hamptons, where do we stop for our undergarments?
For the undergarments?
Yes. For boxers, socks, and wife beaters.
What about this?
Nigga, the gas station, man. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, right.
I said, come on, bro. I was looking for gas station.
I forgot. Back then, we was going to the gas
station. That's what I'm saying. Back then, we was going to the gas station. No, you were going to the gas station. B, I told Asa, you have the fresh, B, you have mad fresh clothes, but yo, fuck, I forgot to, you know, rock boxes and shit. So we go to the gas station, you get some, you know, you load up with juices and shit when you hit the road. Nigga, be some, get a pack of these.
Man, I forgot
get a
about pack that, of bro.
These.
So they could be going to Dollar Tree.
Nigga, that's. I think the gas station is like the.
your Dollar Tree white
beaters. The Sunny Wiz.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hey, you still getting chaquetes in them shits, so though. Fuck it. Niggas, I mean, out there spending. Niggas out there with Versace boxes beating off. My Lottie Buns got the Sunny Wiz smacking chaquetes.
Yo, real quick. You think Will Smith would have smacked Dave Chappelle or D.L. Hughley?
He probably wouldn't have smacked The Rock or something. Probably
smacked. I said, Rock's not a comedian.
Man, we think the same as that way. I said he would have smacked the game with 50 Cent.
But they're not comedians.
Yeah, but The Rock would be someone that hosted the.
Yeah, but Chris Rock wasn't a host.
He was. That was just a segment. I think
it was
a host.
Small segment.
Oh, I thought he was a host.
Nah.
B, who, do you think he would slap anybody else besides Chris Rock? Like another comedian, to be honest.
You think would have done that shit to DL? Wow.
I don't know, yo.
I don't think Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, like, nigga, better back.
He
fuck
only
up.
Reacted when he only reacted when she got mad. So maybe he would have.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest with you.
You think he would have done that to August Alsina?
He didn't.
No, clearly.
Here's the crazy part.
He probably watches his wife have sex with him.
Yo, he probably was in it. I'm dead serious. But I'm gonna be honest with you. Look, I'm not. Look, they say the greatest wars were started by women. Right, Spartan, all that shit. So she probably like, nigga, you gonna let him talk to me like that? Like, I'm going to give you a good example. When I used to work at the Players Club, I used to be the only bouncer in that motherfucker, right? Dude, the owner, Jeff, was in the back fucking knocked the fuck out. Players could have got shot up and robbed. He would have woke up and like, what the fuck happened? So one day this girl, she was cool as hell. She was pretty. But these gentlemen weren't feeling her. So they're like, I'm not tipping you. I'm not feeling you. Yo, you ain't, like, she really wanted me to go over there and fuck them up. There were four of them. They were all my height. but had like 20 pounds on me, bro. Four of them niggas. Yo, you ain't gonna go over there and fuck no, because they didn't want to give you money. They didn't say, the way they said it was a little fucked up. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking, think about what you're telling me to do right now as a bouncer by myself. I'm not even a real bouncer. I don't see myself, but I'm tall. I see shit. I get the shit fast. I choke people. But it's like, yo, I'm gonna go over there and get beat the fuck up because they said something you didn't like and they don't want to give you money. How about don't go next to them? And that's how she's like, you can't let them talk to me like that, bro. And that in life, they say the movie with the Spartan, you're gonna, it's over a woman. A lot of the greatest wars were over women. Are you gonna let them talk to me like that? And now my boy JoJo made a good point, and I'm pretty sure y'all probably heard it 1,000 times, but he was the first one to say it this morning because I was with him at 4:30 this morning, coaching classes. He said, watch everybody say, yo, if he don't protect his girl, if you don't protect your girl like Will did that, then throw the whole guy away. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you want everybody to stop the world over some shit that was said. Don't put your hands on my girl. He said a G.I. Jane. He didn't call her a bitch. He didn't say your mother's a bitch. He didn't say your wife's a hoe. None of that shit. He made a joke amongst industry people and industry shit. So now that you bring it there, that Will Smith shit was kind of a sucker move. That shit was some sucker shit. All right, now I agree with you. That's some sucker shit. Now that I put it in perspective. But Jada, too. You can't talk to him like that.
I'm sick of her fucking bald head.
I'm gonna tell you something funny. Remember the show they had where everybody cut their hair?
Yeah.
Somebody made a meme, said, yo, she got everybody looking like Tupac up there. I was fucking screaming, because you know she had an affair with Tupac.
Yes.
Like, why she got everybody looking like Tupac up there? I was like, yo, y'all ain't shit. That's something you fight over. That's something you fight over.
The baldy too.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they're out of respect for their mom. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
But I think that's something you slap somebody over. You got everybody looking like Tupac. Like, they, you know,
all
got,
they all look like Caillou.
That's
Caillou.
The last Airbenders and shit.
Yeah. They like Krillin.
Oh my God. You actually got me saying cruel jokes, bro.
Nah, because I'm sick of that. I'm sick of her. Her and fucking Red Table.
Yeah, they're pretty annoying, bro. It's always never. And then she's like, yo, I'm not even excited to have sex no more. We'll just got to stand there and be like, he got jerk off in the shower and then tell people there's no parking outside. That's the oldest trick
in the book. Jerking off in the shower and then giving me fucking.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
And then fucking giving me a TED talk while doing it. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yo, so Will, yeah, so if you look at. Yo, be real quick. So the oldest trick in the book we can't even use no more because there's Ubers and shit. You know, real quick, let me jump something. We can't even do this no more. So when niggas wasn't driving and shit, and it's like. And so you know Jersey City, whatever, parking in general is crazy. You got a shorty coming over, you about to get ready, like, you know, that whole, yo, I'm gonna bust this nut so I last for 50 hours. Like, females don't even want you to go past fucking 20 minutes nowadays. So I'm like, alright, cool, I'm gonna last for 50 hours. Nigga used to jerk off. I'm like, fuck, I don't wanna see it anymore. Yo man, there's no parking outside.
Absolutely.
Well, I can get an Uber. Fuck. Wow. I just gave up a man secret. Excommunicated from the fucking man society for like 2 days now.
There you go. You ain't give a man secret. Whores are the whores now. They do the same shit probably.
They fucking shower head themselves to death and be like,
You think the shower heads got alopecia?
Oh my God, bro. Come on, bro. You full circled the shit out of that.
I'm here.
Yo.
I'm here.
Yeah. Yo, B, anything you want to say?
Tell her to follow you.
Wait, I gotta bring this up. Me, don't hang up. I gotta bring this up one more time. So he brought up a good point that some of these actors, they method acting when they get caught up in their characters too much.
Yeah.
So I was like, what was Will Smith in character for Ali, and this nigga was for Grown Ups Part 2? Yo, I couldn't even stop fucking laughing. Because if you think about the characters, right? Ali, I wanted you to laugh after that, but I guess you fucking shot my shit down. No. Let me say it again.
It's not like you were continuing.
No, just cut me off with laughter. I think it's funny. At one point, think about it. He's still in character for Ali, and Chris Rock is in character for Grown Ups.
That nigga's probably in character.
Yo, tell him where to follow you.
Nowhere, bro. Follow me to nowhere.
Follow you April 8th.
I'm in there.
Yeah, follow him April 8th. Montclair, fucking Porter, Pizza
I
and
can't
One.
Go there.
Yo, can you stop that shit? When you say you can't go there, and then you say she's your friend, it makes no fucking sense again. We're going to get extra cheese on our fucking pizza, and our wine is going to be fucking crushed
Jonathan,
by Uncle Carlo Rossi himself.
Jonathan, they sell chopped cheese there, bro.
Sure.
All right,
man.
Jonathan's styling me for this event. Lottie 30 plus is Instagram too. Go spam his shit.
Yeah, do that.
Tell him to change his name. Lottie 30 plus.
Is he gonna be 31?
Is that your size? That's your waist size?
Yeah, clearly.
God damn it, bro.
Hopefully he's not 40 plus.
I hate that name. I told him to call himself Pound because LB.
Yeah.
Get it? Big, oh, yeah, big Pound.
Big, I'm not calling anyone big anything.
Hey, Big Deuce.
Let me see. Where is this shit at?
All right, let's find it.
There you go.
Yo, I had a few jokes today.
Yeah.
B pissed me off, though. He didn't laugh like I wanted him to. And he got the fucking thing wrong.
So, what's your song of the week? Because we're about to near an hour.
God that was forbid. A good... All right, so you can just find it if you want to.
Here.
Yeah, fuck it. Let me see. All right, so I'm obsessed with this shit. It might be on my next reel. I'm real heavy. Oh, like that, right?
Yeah. Look at you. You're
shout out to everybody. You know, I'm getting better.
Yeah. I'm getting worse.
Oh my god.
One alopecia joke at a time.
Next episode, we're gonna talk about our time in Wachung in the mansions. I think we should talk about the next one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when the episode drops. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep. We did something pretty cool, man. We're stepping it up. Son,
I ain't gonna lie. The showerhead alopecia was pretty good.
That shit's kind of as wild.
Yeah, cause you don't want that shit to be hairy. Or like rough. Or the David Ruffin?
The David Ruffin.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Here we go.
What are we playing?
What's the name of the fucking... I don't know the name of the song. I'm just obsessed with it, but I'm not obsessed enough. It is called... Listen to this. That old-fashioned word. Should I turn it down a little bit? It's a word called love. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Call love. That's what I was singing in the beginning. Call
love. This is what you were singing started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen to it. This is when Kanye got the keyboard. This is vintage Kanye.
This is before he got the Taylor after.
Oh! This must be the way the nigga Pop felt when he made Me Against the World, All Eyes on Me. That nigga's got me feeling like All Eyes on Me, Me Against the World. Y'all got me on my shit.
Damn,
thought nigga would appreciate what I did to this game. Being that I'm flesh of your flesh, blood of your blood. Come from the same hood you come from. We share basically the same stories. Thought niggas appreciate what I came in and did since 96 every year. Something must be seriously wrong with the world. No, y'all ain't hating. Don't tell me niggas is hating. I think y'all lost your mind. Y'all got me on my shit.
Damn, bro. Come on, man. This nigga was TED talking y'all before it was a thing. TED talk. Look at me.
Yeah.
He was talking to y'all, and I thought he was rapping. He was just like, yo, but that's, I'm going to tell you the epitome of how that song rolled out. It was when you're tired of being fucking humble. Like, yo, the disrespect of this motherfucker, man.
The gall?
The gall. Like, he's like, yo, you disrespectful. I never even really said anything, but...
Rat bastard?
Yo, if you call some, you fucking rat bastard. I'm going to tell you something. That's how people, like, after a while, Drake started to feel that way. Like, yeah. I show nothing but love. Like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. That's how I feel when I do certain shit. I'm the most humble man on the fucking planet, but sometimes I see certain things. I'm like, yo, man. What the fuck for? Me? Out of all people? I'm shocked. It's fucked up. But I have so much faith in people. When certain shit's up, like, me? Out of all people?
You're preaching to the choir. I've been dealing with this shit since...
Then when we turn in the will, we look crazy.
Yeah.
When we will our ways to the stage. Ooh. We will our ways to the stage and turn into... New York, let's be clear. When we will our way to the stage, hands turn like a rock. I feel like that. I feel like the whole Rockefeller was about to start rapping. Siegel and all them. Damn. If you don't know what that is, you're too young.
Let me put on my jam real quick, man.
Oh, I'm scared. He called this shit a jam.
You pick the old song, so I'm gonna pick an older song.
I'm gonna pick a new song. You pick the old song, pick a new one. You pick the old song, pick an older.
Yeah, we gotta keep it in
nostalgic.
No, we gotta keep it in theme.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Ooh, you're a fucking asshole. I feel you bought a whole bunch of party favors from the store, like, you know what I mean? Like, in the director room. Don't call it a comeback. Dang. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosion. You know, Spike Lee hat on with the little
tape. Absolutely. Yeah, man, he had to knock him out.
Some people lost their mind. Damn,
I don't like that.
Sucker shit.
Yo, so tell me why my oh.
Let's be clear.
Do I even want to share that story here before we go?
Which one?
The 90 day.
We might have to save that for that next one. That next one, I think, is a good one. That next one, we need to actually ask a fucking question for. We need to poll that one.
The 90-day one?
Yes, we do.
So I can't squeeze.
Nah, that's opinionated. That's a big subject. Because remember, we had a good fucking 40-minute conversation straight about that shit.
Yeah, that was the whole ride to the...
To Wachong.
Yeah.
Shout out to Food, Wine, and Conversation, y'all. Soon come. Yeah. We need to do a poll. We need to have a rollout for that. That needs to be our main subject for the next one. And then pick a 90 Day Fiance cover for that one.
Yeah, I'm going to should cut her face on
Let's
it,
Let's
right?
be clear. That's fucking that. That's,
I won't do that.
That's nuts.
I won't do that. I actually respect
All
that.
Of a sudden, I want a box of cereal. But that's nuts. Are we
I will tell you this story. Right. So my cousin hits me, right?
Stupid.
My cousin, right, the one I was telling you about, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So he calls me out of the blue because my aunt from North Carolina came up here. My cousin, I was with him yesterday, and I was hanging with my other cousin because it was his birthday. We was doing escape room. We died twice.
Oh, how was it?
We died.
Was it in Bluefield?
No, it was in Edison.
Okay.
Yeah, we died twice.
That wasn't so bad.
It was cool. So I went back to Kehoe.
And, come on, no.
That's where he
It's
wanted,
not the same Kehoe, so you're okay.
Nah, actually, the main bartender was really nice.
It's not the same Kehoe we used to see
It's
people.
Not, but she was actually really nice.
She used to be the shithole.
Yes, Kehoe was the shithole. She kept on trying to get me to drink because obviously we're at a bar and she was giving it to me on the house.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm not drinking right now. So I'll have some water.
She's trying to get the pinga.
Nah. Because that's my cousin was, like, working okay. at.
All right.
Yeah, he was drinking, like, Top Shelf, which, you know, they don't even have Top Shelf there. But he was drinking hella shit.
Svetka Plus?
Yeah. On the rocks.
Diet Hennessy?
Yeah. So, they had all that shit, and his bill came up to, like, $15.
Yeah, bro, I think they lost their mind.
She was feeling the boy.
Did he tip well? Did he give it another tip?
He gave it another tip.
And tip.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night. So then my cousin calls me, not the one I was with, but the other one. He was like, yo, he was just asking me about, he randomly asked me about Steve.
For what?
He asked me, yo, you cool with him?
Just leave it alone, bro. Like, it's not his fault, but what the fuck randomly?
Man, random. And yeah. I told him I'm not cool with him.
Like, I don't lose sleep over the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he was like, why? And I was like, and I forgot to the point what we were beefing about. But then I got to the point, and I had to tell him, I was like, yo, I'm not going to beef with anybody who has the alopecia.
Come on, bro. You can't get good.
His hairline is not there.
I know, unfortunately.
I'm just saying, I'm not beef with anybody who has alopecia. And I know a couple guys who don't got alopecia, who got the alopecia.
That's fucked up, bro.
I'm just saying, grow your hairline before you come talk to me. That's all I'm saying.
I guess they're never going to talk to you unless they get some plugs or some
I'm
shit.
I'm just
man.
Saying, well, plug it in.
That's fucked up.
Yo, dog, if you can't, you'll fix your teeth and grow your hairline before you
address
me.
Oh, god damn.
I'm just saying, man.
Okay.
And shout out to St. Peter's, even though we lost.
Yeah. Oh shit.
16-year-old bitch.
Evander, shout out to Evander. He made a good point. You know how some people complain that people supporting them? Yo, Orlando City, you guys are fans? He said, yo, they're from Jersey City. I'm supporting the team. People really have a fucking sense of ownership. You weren't owning them when they were going fucking with Kedrick Clark was going 50 a night and they weren't winning. Dick riding society. That's number one. Oh, now you're even. Shut the fuck up, okay? None of my teams in the Super Bowl. I didn't watch the game, though. Oh, shit. So, yeah, I can't make that point. But, look, it's a city thing. Our city's making big moves. Numbers and power. They want to see the city stand behind the school. It's actually a state college now. They're going to get more money, more funding. Sheen Holloway, I think, is going to Seton Hall, unfortunately. But, look. Shut the fuck. People care. Shut the fuck up, man. Now you want to support them. Yeah, motherfucker. They weren't doing shit.
Fuck. I was glad that
I'm getting mad
for the a little bit that like everybody had like their eyes on the city.
You said you were mad.
No, I loved it. It was bringing.
Because we're always second fiddle to the fucking that rat infested place across the fucking river, man. I'm not a fan. You know me, bro.
I'm just saying, well, that's actually the people who listen to us the most.
Well, I'm not a fan of Manhattan, okay? Yeah. I fuck with the boroughs. I got cousin in Queens. A lot of the good cultural shit we do is the first Saturdays in Brooklyn, like when I went. But just Manhattan, the allure of why people want to come here so fucking bad. I fuck with Brooklyn, Queens, what do you call it? Bronx is crazy. Staten Island is like, we're considered more part of New York than they are. Yeah. But just the whole law of Manhattan, how it took 10 years of my life. On the train, I was just getting old.
Oh, yeah, on the path?
Yeah, I fuck with the boroughs, but that whole law of, that's probably how they feel when we go to their fucking, when I go to London, go to see Big Ben in fucking the UK. I'm like, yo, get this fuck out of here.
I don't know, I just feel like usually Jersey City, people either know Jersey City for the Grove Street or for the Hill. I'm just saying.
Or they kind of I think we're very well known for I digress. Nothing, which is fucked up.
No, I'm just saying. Joe like, Budden. It's just usually crime, or Grove Street. Like people don't like it. It was Grove just Street, like yeah. Reading, like watching everybody write articles about the city.
Yeah.
And like how like for example, they were interviewing Holloway, and it was like, oh. What does it mean to be Jersey City tough? And he was like, yo, like, when I was in Queens and I was out there wilding, I got my second lease on life when I was out here in Jersey that his grandma took him in.
Yeah.
And he was like, that the people are just, like, real blue-collar, like, standoffish, but, like, once they see that you are, like, someone, like, real, like, they kind of just embrace you and take you in because it's, like, very blue-collar, very, like, you know, like hard working, like very gritty. And I like that. I like that we were actually seen as just not like the redheaded stepchild of like New York.
I'm very happy to be raised in Jersey City in particular. You know what I mean? If we can make it here, we get to be close to everything. If we can make it here, then we can make it anywhere. I just wanna let that be known straight up. And y'all know that.
Yeah, man, it was good. It was a good run. I wish we didn't get blown out the fucking way we did, but.
But you're playing like that was nigga. Who they play again? It was North Carolina.
UNC, yeah.
It probably would have been worse if they played Duke, to be honest. Which I think is the best team in the tournament right now. Which yeah. I thought was Gonzaga, but they going hard for Coach K right now.
Yeah.
I can go for that box of cereal though.
Yeah, we're about to do it right now.
We're gonna go to that store across the street.
Oh, it's too cold. I ain't going outside.
I have a fucking choice, you rat bastard. I'm gonna give you a bowl too.
Hey, tell me what about you.
You can follow me anywhere. I am Shane Timberlake. Come work out with me at F45 in Bloomfield. Just follow me to a place of peace and prosperity and a little bit of negativity. Hey.
You know what the fuck this is. If you have alopecia, it better be on your pussy.
That's actually fucking clever. If you do that, please just do what you have to do to take care of yourself, man. I'm gonna be the good guy on that one. Yeah, you looked at me disgusted. You fucked it up, you fucking rat bastard.